truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. And today's guest is definitely different than the usual for the show, but this episode is a very diverse one, because today I got with me Reggie. How you doing, Reggie?
Man, Reggie's always good, brother, man. I'm just happy to be on the show, dog. I mean, like, this is I gotta tell you, man, I don't know what I gotta tell you, but I gotta tell you, man. I'm just telling you, I'm happy, y'all.
We're waiting for it. Tell us.
Man, you know, here's the thing, man. Like, so I've been doing stuff for a long time and everything, man. But, like, dude, you know, so I was sitting in my, ride the other day, yo. And I was like, I heard, dude, guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's and I was like, man, dude, Reggie's got to get back, yo. And I was like, man, how do I do this? You know, I've been a fan of like TV and stuff. And I was like, man, I got to get back, dude. I got to talk to the people about what's going on in this country, man. There's problems, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like all kinds of
problems. I hear you. You know, you say you got to get back. You say you like TV. So, you know, tell us about yourself, Reggie. What are you all about?
Man, I'm about, like, dude, you know, it's like I said, you know, like I sent you my thing, you know. I'm about freedom, yo. I'm about the American flag. And I'm about, you know what, capitalism, man. Capitalism is the shiz night, man. Like, we make money, bro. We're capitalists, like entrepreneurs and stuff. And like, so what I thought was, like, all these people, man, like, the government's trying to take over. Taking over, like, the pot dealership. Like, when you legalize weed, man, you're taking money out of my pocket, dude. You're taking money out of, like, the little man, you know? It's like when Walmart comes in, bro, and they kick out the mom-and-pop shops, bro. I'm the mom-and-pop shop, dude. I don't want my riches going away, dude. I got Camaros to feed. I got ladies to feed. I got kids to feed, yo. Dude, I can't be having Walmart and the government coming in and telling me how to run my biz. You know what I'm saying, dude? It kind of makes me mad, yo.
That's bad for business, you know? I can't have you upset.
It is bad for business.
So how did you get into the dope game? How did you become such a high-profile weed dealer?
I was a nurse.
A nurse?
Silence tells me everything, bro, but I was a nurse, dude. I went through nursing school, yo, and I saw the people coming in, and they're like, man, I need me some stuff, yo. And I'm like, man, you know what? The thing is, like, they want some Percocets, and they want this stuff. And I'm like, man, that's bad, bro. I was like, let's give them some stuff from the earth, man, you know? So, like, I quit that biz, dude. I started my own biz. I'm like, you know, I've never been better. And then, dude, like 5 years later, they're like, hey, let's legalize this. And I'm like, dude, I'm a felon, man. I can't get a license. So it's like hurt my biz.
Yeah. And, you know, so I've seen that you've been campaigning to be on that 60 Days In. Why the interest and how do you feel like you can make an impact on that show?
Dude, because I know this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go in that show, dude, and I can, like, reach out to – dude, here's the thing, bro. Like jail? Dude, jail's not a bad thing, man. Like, when, you know, they want to show, like, that jail's all bad and stuff, you know? But, like, man, it ain't bad. To me, it's like – it's like, you know, when a businessman, he goes on a convention in Orlando, you know, and he's like, I got a martini, and I'm going to go talk to this dude, and I'm going to talk to this broad, and I'm going to do this. And, like, here's a business card. Dude, that's what jail is like, bro. I go in there, and I'm like, hey, bro, like, you work on this street, dude? I hook you up, man. He's like, yeah, I'll hook you up, too. And I'm like, yeah, let's talk business. He's like, I don't do this, but I do this, and I know a guy that does this, and blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, dude, we're business partners. Dude, it's like a convention. It's like a work convention, but we don't have, like, a nice hall or anything like that. Well, we got, like, I mean, we trade cookies and stuff like that, you know, like soups. And then, like, next thing you know, we're best friends, bro. It's not a big deal. It's just like, you know, I trade like, you know, a couple weeks of my life, dude. But it's like a work convention, bro. It's all good, man.
Hey, I'll take your word for it. So how do you feel that your rep from the streets will help, you know, translate to, you know, into jail?
Dude, because I got reps all over the place, man. Like, dude, you mentioned Reggie and the dude. Man, where are you from, dog? Where are you from?
Cleveland, man.
Man, Cleveland doesn't know nothing, dude. You should come to Sweet Carolina, baby. Sweet Carolina, we got the good stuff, man. Hey, I'll tell you what. Your stuff in Cleveland is costing more. You know why? Because you got to put miles on the car, baby, when you bring it up from the border. In Sweet Carolina, baby, dude, we got the good stuff. So if you've been in the South, like Florida, Carolinas, man, I go as far as Arkansas, bro. I got some cred. If you don't heard the name Reggie, you still may have tasted my sweetness, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, based on your own experience, you said you spent some time in jail yourself. What was that like? And then how realistic is the show compared to your own experience?
Are you talking about what I watched or what I experienced? Because there's a difference.
What you've experienced.
Man, what I experienced, like, I walk in a place like, man, nobody messes with me, man. Because I'm like, dude, I mean, like, you look at my smile, my pretty smile, like, nobody wants to mess with me, man. They know I carry myself the way I carry myself. So when I go in, like, the boys know who the boys are, and I'm one of the boys, dog. You look at some of these fools that go in there, like, I'm just going to say John, for instance, you know, from season 3, man. He had a good intentions and everything, but, dude, that bro, he smelled like a pig,
that
bro.
Guy.
He did. And so, like, he walks in there, I'm like, man, that's a pig, bro. I mean, but he was cool, but at the same time, like, man, like, you smashed my cookies, dude, I will smash your face, bro.
Oh, man. So, you know, you said you don't have any beef with anyone, though, but I saw a little beef between you and Matt from season 4. What was up with that?
Man, I don't know, man. You know, Matt seems like a good dude, man, but, like, he keeps badgering me online and stuff, you know? So I don't know what's up with him, man. I mean, I guess he doesn't approve of my lifestyle or whatever, but, like, the same thing. Like, you know, we keep – I mean, like, he's Mormon, right? I mean, is he Mormon?
I can't call it.
I think he's Mormon, man. So, like, he likes the ladies. Dude, I like the ladies too, man. I mean, like, we ain't that far different, bro. And, like, he has long hair, but my hair's better. I mean, he's just mad because his looks like, you know, a dirty mop. And mine is like, dude, mine looks like the mop that, like, the old lady took care of. You know what I mean? Like,
he's a former amateur boxer, though, man.
Man, I don't care about that stuff, man. He's got maybe he has got the old man strength or whatever. He's like MMA, but all I see him is like shadow boxing, you know? Like, dude, Fiona Apple back in the 90s, bro, was shadow boxing. Like, I ain't afraid of that.
So do you know any of the other former current participants?
Man, I've talked to some of them, man. I talked to some, like, you know, I got some bros, you know? Dude, there's a lot of cool people on that show, man. A lot of cool people.
So do you think it's been more of a positive or negative impact since the show's been out with so many seasons?
Man,
now?
I don't know. I just think they're on the wrong track, man. I think they're on the wrong track. Because, like, the thing is, like, most of them, like, I want to make changes in the jail. I want to figure out how contraband's getting in and all this stuff. Dude, it's obvious how the contraband's getting in, bro. I don't know why they keep making a big deal about it. It's like contraband, contraband, contraband. I'm like, dude. If you don't know this by now, dude, what the hell are you doing being a sheriff? You stupid, bro.
Right. Like, how realistic is it that you're not figuring it out by now?
That's my point. So I think they're lying fools, man. I think they're lying. Here's the thing. Like, I've been to jails where, like, they make you, like, squat and cough, you know? And it's like, all right, here's some diarrhea for you, bro. And sometimes something falls out that, like, doesn't, you know, fit within the law. But what you going to do? But sometimes they're just like, oh, man, go on in, bro. Whatever. If you don't know how this stuff's getting in, man, you stupid. I think they do this because they just want to be on TV, man. And, like, these sheriffs, dude, it's all of – they got to get elected, bro. So they just do it because they get their faces on TV.
Now, you know, speaking of contraband, like you said, how does the non-legalization of weed help society, in your opinion?
Dude, it totally helps, bro. First of all, it helps small businesses. Dude, you really want to take advantage of this stuff, man? You got to start. Don't legalize it, but let me pay taxes. Just let me do a side business, right? All right, but the other thing is, like, here's what I want to say, man. Like, we got coronavirus coming in. Coronavirus, dude, that's gonna kill mofos. Dude, have you ever seen a pothead out walking around doing stuff? No, man, we're sitting on the couch eating stuff, watching Netflix, dude. We ain't infecting nobody, dude. We're just sitting on the couch. Like, if we got coronavirus, we ain't spreading it nowhere, dude. We're just like coughing on each other, man, and then we die. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't spreading that to fucking Europe or anything.
So you're saying weed can protect us from the coronavirus?
Dude, yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. We don't go nowhere.
You got to send me whatever you're smoking on over there, man.
Dude, I'll give you some good stuff, bro. I'll give you the good stuff. You won't want to go nowhere.
Now, going back to the show, do you know, you said you watched it a little. Do you watch it just purely for strategy? For if, you know, you
oh,
get
man,
on the
show? I love it, man. I love drama, though. I love the drama. Oh, when I watch it, like, I get all tingly inside, man. I'm like, all right, what are they going to do now? Especially those drone flyovers. Man, I love the drone flyovers. It's like, all right, somebody's going to do this. And then it's like, drone flyover. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then it's commercial. I'm like, oh, damn. And then I got to wait. And then I got to go smoke a little more weed, get a couple more Cheetos. And then I come back on the couch, and it's like another drone flyover, man. It's awesome, dude. I love it. And then, if I didn't see the same fight scene before, they show it again, over and over and over again, the same fight scene. I miss nothing.
You realize you won't have weed in there with you, right?
Man, that's all I do is weed. I used to drink a lot, like a lot, and then weed helped me stop drinking.
So what are you going to do when you spend all that time, if you are to make it on the show, how are you going to get by spending all that time there without the weed?
Man, I've been to jail so many times, dog. It's no problem, though, because I see this as a business opportunity. So, like, when I get on the show, I'm not saying I've been on that show. I got contractual obligations. So I'm not saying I've been on that show. I'm just saying the show that I go on, you're going to love it, and you're going to see Reggie's side of the story. And you're going to see Reggie, and then you're going to like Reggie, and then you're going to be like, I want to buy Reggie, and then you're going to be like, dude, I don't want legalized weed, because, like, I don't want to put Reggie out of business.
You know what, why does Reggie deserve to be on the show? How about that? Tell us that.
Dude, Reggie deserves to be on the show for lots of reasons, and the number one reason is because Reggie wants to be on the show. And that's all you need to care about, because there's no other good reason than the fact that I want to be on the show, because Reggie is Reggie. Reggie don't even need a last name. So if you can put a star on the show without a last name, dude, that's all you need to know.
Do you think Reggie might be a bad, advertisement for your product?
I don't know why you're laughing, bro. I don't know why you're laughing. I don't think that's funny. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to flip this back on you, bro. Why do you think I would be a bad representation for my medication?
Well, you know, Reggie's just not a good term in the pot world these days, man. It's not a very enticing title.
Well, you've been sipping on the wrong Reggie pot, buddy.
Reggie, man, I think it's fantastic that you really, stand your ground with how you feel. And I appreciate you coming on the show. I'd like for you to take this time to kind of tell us, like, what's next for Reggie, what you got going on, and, you know, where people can get a hold of you if they want to talk to you.
Well, you can reach me on Twitter. That's where Reggie's at. Reggie just started Twitter. And you know what? I've been a part of some other stuff. But basically, you look at my boy's Twitter site here, and that is A Truth Be Told with my boy James, yo. And then you can follow me off that. I don't want to be a self-promoter, all right? But if you ever find yourself in the Carolinas, baby, if you ever find yourself like wanting to feel better about your life, if you find yourself like questioning the government, questioning why we do things, I want you to think of, if you question yourself about small businesses, if you question, if you find yourself as a Republican, think about the small businesses, think about those things. And then you follow me and you send me your thoughts and your prayers and everything else, because I believe in those three G's, baby. Jesus, guns, gangsta, ganja. Okay, four things. All right. I keep forgetting that because I smoke too much weed, but that's all right. Man. I still keep my business afloat. We still keep going, baby.
And if you want to send some brain cells, you could do that as well. Because Reggie could use all you can send.
Baby. Hey, man, I'm just living life, dude. Camaro life.
Reggie, man, thanks again for coming on the show. You know, I appreciate having you. And you're always going to be a friend of the show. And welcome back.
Man, I love it, bro. Thanks for the heads up, man. Hopefully we do this again sometime, man, so I can tell you all about the next steps.
Hey, you got it. And of course, I'm James C. Turner Jr., and you can find me on Twitter at JP'sAllDay1990. And make sure to tune in next week.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.